The old man bobbed his head.
"Concerning their horses," he said, "it were war horses they rode. Many a year I walked in old Sir Willem's stables, so I knows the difference. Not a one of these ever pulled a plough. God's bear witness if I'm wrong."
"Well mounted, brigands," observed Littlefinger. "Perhaps they stole the horses from the last place they raided." "How many men were there in this raiding party?" Ned asked. 100 at the least," Joss answered, in the same instant, as the bandaged smith said, 50. And the grandmother behind him,
"Onards and onards, my lord, an army there was."
"You are more right than you know, good woman," Lord Eddard told her. "You say they flew no banners. What of the armour they wore? Did any of you note ornaments or decorations, devices on shields or helm?" The brewer, Joss, shook his head.
"It grieves me, my lord, but no. The armour they showed us was plain, only the one who led them, he was armoured like the rest, but there was no mistaking him all the same. It was the size of him, my lord. Those as say the giants are all dead never saw this one, I swear. Big as an ox he was, and a voice like stone-breaking."
"The mountain," Sir Mark said loudly. "Can any man doubt it? This was Gregor Clegane's work."